Blog Talk Radio.
Such a thrilling introduction for, was it the NASA theme song? I love that. It always gets me going. I always kind of forget. And then we start the show on Thursdays and then it comes on. I'm like, yes. It's just, I guess it's my intro theme song. Yeah. Welcome to the live. This is Thursday night. This is the Spiritual Readings Radio Show. My name is Joe. I go by the name Amillennials Third Eye. I'm a psychic intuitive and metaphysical life coach. I love helping people with guidance in general. My favorite is really helping others with their inner being, which is their consciousness and emotional inner version of themselves. And I am here because I love doing what I do. On this radio show, I take calls. I do readings. I help others. If you're seeking guidance with your life when it comes to betterment in your reality, reaching goals, manifesting, bringing in, learning to get better at what you want to do, or finding clarity in what you want, or just getting a reading, this is the place. I always remind everyone, I don't have to be your best kept secret. Please tell everyone to check me out as well. I play music while I'm on here because I love music. I love sharing songs. People are like, I've never heard that before. And it could be like from the 90s and just great to share. I think awesome. We love sharing things with people, don't we? I mean, we don't have to wait for someone to come into our life. Like, yes, finally I have someone to share all the stuff with. And you get it. You get me. And I love, so this is what I do. I love sharing my life with you. I love sharing parts of my journey, stories, and helping you learn more. I love helping people take on, something from this. Even if I don't take your call, you'd be like, oh, I didn't get a call. I didn't get picked up for a reading on the show, but I love what you said about some stuff over here. What I always remind everyone every show is, especially, I want to say this one more time because I've said it every show, like it's passed up. If you take a call, it's not a good thing because you have to remind yourself too, like the reader, or if you're getting a reading, it's not a good reading like every week or every day or good. It's a problem for people. It spins them out because they can't trust themselves. So if I've taken a call, every week so far, please give more space for people who have not gotten yet or taken. I'm gonna have to pass on your call because I want to give more opportunity to other people who have not. With that being said, also I love playing music, so I'm in no rush when I'm here. I like to take my time. I like to take calls. Chat for a bit, do the reading, take another break, play some music. There is absolutely no rush. I like to share things. Information is my spiritual guide, want me to share with everyone how I kind of really got started in my journey and why I really love spirituality so much. And it's not just for everyone to hear, but kind of a reminder of my journey and where I started. I haven't really thought about this in a while. Being grateful for where I've come. My journey really starts, I mean, as you know, everyone as a kid has some sort of signs. I really didn't know what I was dealing with when I was younger. I was just kind of being free to be myself, and I said some weird stuff, and it was true. But it was later on when I turned about 17, I took a path, which is I don't want to say religious path, but it's more of my faith. And this is, and I have a mixture of things, so I'm not a fan of just one thing. But my main focus in my path is in Santeria, which is an Afro-Cuban religion. And it's also connected to Espiritismo, which is the spiritual practice of spirits and the belief that there is negative and positive influences that are unseen in our daily life. And throughout this journey, I really fell in love with I fell in love with all of it. I honestly, how do I explain this to everyone without, because it's a lot of details. A lot of individuals learn and practice the Santeria and wait, you know, everything is like divine timing, but they wait to get initiated or they learn more, and everyone has a different path. And I'm grateful no matter what, but when I was younger, I remember praying to God and saying, you know, I just want to help people. I don't know what the right faith is for me, but I just want to help people. And I was at 12. And at 17, I just knew this path was for me. And it very much so was. I'm very grateful because it really helped me in a lot of different ways later on down the road, many factors. But it also played a part in my spiritual practice. And this is why, you know, I want to focus and share with everyone. I developed myself over the years, and I'm still learning more spiritually. And in Espiritismo, you learn that there is different quadrants or spirits. And everyone has different guides that walk or work with them. They're God-given. And there's altars and ways to worship. And I don't want to say the worship, but honor them, because, you know, what's external from you in your physical world is a representation of your inner being. And over time, I developed this, but I really got to say, through other people that were spiritualists, I had found very profound beauty in these spirits and people that were giving messages. And there's things called misas or events called misas. They're spiritual masses. And these masses are for spirits of the light. And there's prayers that are done that invoke a circle of light and protection. And anything that's unseen and needs to be brought to the light is brought to the light through these spirits of other people, their guides. And there's, I don't want to use the word possession, but a lot of people are negative about that. This is a positive thing in a way that I've also experienced myself for people. And I found this profound love for these spirits that the messages and guidance and helping people. There's a lot of things that I remember no one could know. And that's my favorite. And I think everyone has that favorite part where, how do they know? No one told this person what you're going through. No one told anyone about what's happening with you. And this spirit comes through and says stuff to you. And I found a lot of love for that. And I initially knew at some point I wanted to learn more. And I'm very grateful for the friends I've made over the years that have helped me and been there for me. They've taught me so much. And I want to remind people, spirituality and learning isn't just developing your guides. It's also developing yourself. It's developing your awareness to life and evolving yourself and choosing to move in a better direction and go, and you're going to have to go through, and I want everyone to hear this, we have to go through uncomfortable times. It's needed. A lot of us want to avoid problems, and we want to avoid, I don't want that. And it's easy to say that. Of course we don't, but there's going to be events that teach you what's important, what's really good for you. We're afraid to go through problems and repeat problems, but honestly, the universe provides that for us to be better at navigating our life and no longer letting things really bother us as much. So if you're going through hard times or have been through hard times, you have to remember, eventually we have to let go of the past. We have to learn to navigate in a better enlightenment of ourselves so that we move forward in a loving way. And when things happen, they're not, we don't respond the same way anymore. We don't create the same. It's also our beliefs. Our beliefs are very powerful. And I had gone through a lot of experiences where I can't avoid what I've experienced, you know, and that was beautiful. I'm grateful. There's a lot of crazy things that have happened. There's a lot of heartbreak. There's sadness. There's grief. There's wild, wild things that can happen to you for you. And a lot of the things I'm learning at this point are letting go and learning to stay in a positive flow of life and energy. But my journey has been very beautiful when it comes to these spirits. And I found a lot of passion and love when it comes to these spirit guides of ours. And spirit guides, I like to see them in different dimensions. Because a lot of people, I don't want to say this in a negative way, but there's different dimensions in my point of view. And the main dimension for me is, you know, there's your ancestors. Without your ancestors, you wouldn't be here. So you should always respect and appreciate your ancestors. I don't care if you don't like your great uncle or your uncle who did bad stuff. But you have to appreciate the people that came before you no matter what, because it's who you are today. You wouldn't be here without them. And on another level is your spirit guides, and these are God-given guides, and they're here to help you. And there's different variations of these guides, and a lot of people want to just jump into things, and I understand that. But I want to remind everyone too, no matter what it is, learn to start somewhere. Learn to start giving some time, respect, show some love, maybe sit and practice or just talk to them. It starts something. And I want to also say too, you got to be really understanding that not everyone will just like be able to see your guides. And it's unfortunate, but some people are like, oh, I have this guide named Tim, John, so-and-so, and it's really just not what it is. We have to learn how to trust ourselves and learn how to tap into our own emotional compass is what I want to say. Our inner being that shows truth. A lot of people want to just feel good about it, and I don't want to be negative, but you got to really trust yourself. So I'm going to play a song, and we're going to take another call. We're going to take a call. And I want to share this song with you. This is a song for the gypsies. And the song for the gypsies is in honor of spiritual beings, of spirit guides, of gypsies. Mia Gitana is my gypsy. And I have a gypsy spirit guide. So I'm going to play this song. We're going to take a call. Please tell your friends and family to check this out. Call in. I got time. So the more people, the better. And let's play this song. Gitana, gitana.
Saludo en ti las fuerzas de las estrellas. Saludo en ti las riquezas de lo profundo del mar. En tu música está la gracia de la danza de una luna llena. Tu sonrisa brilla más que el sol en la primavera. Gitana, gitana, gitana mía, gitana, gitana, gitana bella, gitana, gitana, gitana mía, esperanza hoy yo te vengo a saludar. Gitana mía, ayúdanos a merecer esta felicidad. gitana mía, ilumina mis caminos para yo poder llegar. Gitana mía, esta oración no tiene fin. Cuando una gitana reza, Dios se pone a cantar. Gitana, gitana. Es la gitana que llega para bendecir al pueblo. Es la gitana que llega abriendo nuestros caminos. Es la gitana que llega para defender nuestra libertad. Esperanza, hoy yo te vengo a saludar. Gitana, gitana, gitana mía, gitana, gitana, gitana bella, gitana, gitana, gitana mía, esperanza hoy yo te vengo a saludar.
All right, we're going to take our first caller. This you called from, I guess, a Skype number. It's 111. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Trish, calling from New York.
Hi, Trish. Trish from New York. What part of New York are you calling from?
Upstate, Albany.
That's not that upstate. I'm in the Hudson Valley near Poughkeepsie. Upstate is more like Buffalo and stuff. Well, thank you for calling in.
Well, ask someone from New York City, they would dispute that.
Yeah, everyone, you know, well, New York, everyone has their own opinion of where upstate begins. Well, thank you for calling in, Trish. Trish, I give everyone the option to ask a question or just let me kind of go with it and let my guides bring the messages or both or whichever you prefer. What would you like?
I would like you to ask your guides and let you go with it.
Okay. Just do you go by what's your first name? I want to just kind of
Patricia.
Okay, just give me a minute here. I'm gonna start writing some stuff down. I know silence is weird, but just hang tight. Moving forward.
No problem.
Trusting. Okay. Have you been, this is such a vague question, but well, there's a bunch of stuff I'm writing down right now. Because there's kind of a mixture of stuff that's coming up, and what I'm also hearing is, I don't like the words and labels, but are you practicing spirituality? Or are you into spirituality? Because there's something with spirits and mediumship coming up.
I am not, but I have read some books.
Okay, are you interested in it?
I am.
Okay, that's what it. What's really coming up overall is navigation, because there's a couple different topics that are coming up for you, Patricia, and the overall topic is navigation of self, right? And then I'm seeing all these different topics, and we're going to go over them in a minute, but it's getting a little overwhelming, not in a bad way, but for you, it's more or less you want to move forward in certain things, but you're not sure which topic. There's different topics that are you want to start with, but you don't know which one. So I want to start with this. One of the things I wrote down and what they're saying is trusting yourself intuitively. And what I'm also hearing right now is you ask yourself a lot of questions, and those questions, you're analyzing them, but my guides are talking about learning to simplify your questions because emotions are the problem. Yeah. Your emotions get in the way of your thoughts. And they're saying that you're not emotional. They're saying that in the emotional source of your body, your being, it's influencing your thoughts and feelings and questioning, which is not really helping navigate. And what they're really saying about that is you don't want things to go wrong. And you're they're telling me as I'm talking to you, you wrote this down. Moving forward. Okay. Yeah, I'm circling it. Moving forward. So trusting yourself intuitively. Emotions are the problem. So try to be more intellectual, kind of dissect things because they're saying you're afraid to move forward with the wrong. You don't want to fail. You don't want to get hurt. You don't have problems. It's fine. Moving forward. And I'm seeing trusting people too. So when I say we, it's me and my guy. We want you to start trusting your intuition more and making the decision, not on emotional basis of fear, worries, and doubts. There's something around friends and family and networking too. I want to pull some cards in a minute. And I'm also hearing career and finances. I'm going to say this very bluntly, and I know it's very vague too, and I'm not a fan of vagueness. Your emotional problem is also worrying about situations and people too much. And I want you to remember that you are an empath. You're very hard on yourself, Patricia. It's like you want to move forward and you want to get better at things. And then you go back to not self-sabotaging, but you feel like you're not getting anywhere. Is this correct?
Parts of it are, yeah.
What parts are you confused about or not feeling resonating with?
Well, it's really hard to separate emotion from most of your decision making, but I do find myself moving forward. I don't think that I'm sabotaging it, but I've had some things happen that make me question it.
Okay, so this is kind of what's happening: the questioning. You're moving forward, and the emotional part, and it's easier said than done, right? Taking away the emotions, but it's being more observant of those things that are setting you back and going, okay, what do I need to know about this? What do I need to learn about it? Rather than the mind saying, oh no, this is happening. What are we going to do? What should we worry about it? Kind of like the old conditioning, because you are very intellectual when it comes to your spiritual growth and moving forward, but you want things to move in a way of happiness. I want to pull some cards. What else did I write down here? Learning and confused, letting go. Also remember what's for you is for you. Not everyone's going to always join you. Not everyone's going to always be as excited as you are or want what you want. There's a change going on in your life when it comes to this new phase. I don't know what this new phase is. I'm hearing more of a career and financial shift. But
that was actually my question, was about financial shift.
Well, don't tell me too much. You're doing really good at not telling me anything. I don't want to know anything till later. But
okay.
There is a career in financial shift, but you have to trust. And so So not when we talk about not letting emotions get in the way and bringing it back to the simplicity of it, what feels good to you? And without like the worry of things, or does this decision feel good to me? Is it bringing me excitement? And that's really what it is. You know, and then what I'm hearing too is when it comes to other people for you, you are very intuitive. And I know that it's harder sometimes for ourselves to read ourselves, but if you were to hone in more of your inner being and awareness, and this is like something that I'm always practicing, you'll get more of a higher dimensional consciousness of reality and how things are flowing. Because there is a big shift. I don't want to say big, but there's a shift happening for you in reality, and you're noticing patterns of the shift. And that is a good thing. And sometimes we are concerned because the changes that are made aren't comfortable sometimes. And the uncomfortability and the changes that are happening for you are actually really good. So Trish, let's see what comes up in cards. You do have, there's an older woman that's coming forward too. And it's easier to say grandmother, but I'm going to go with grandmother because that's a grandmother energy. I'm hearing on your mother's side. Is your grandmother on your mother's side passed?
She has.
Okay. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing someone in their older age, and I'm feeling the old age, but I'm also getting kind of thin. She's thin, but she's very sweet and kind. And she's very patient. She's like waiting. She's waiting for, she's like, all right, I'll, no problem. I'll wait till you're ready. She's saying that she wants you to practice a little more of letting go when it comes to your feelings, because you feel like you're always on guard. Do you feel like you're in flight or fight mode? Not constantly, but often?
Yeah. I've had a lot going on over the last, I don't know, so 8 years. So I have been in that mode.
What I'm also hearing her say is there's something with trust issues when it comes to your material life. I don't know if what's going on when it comes to, how do I explain that? Well, let's focus on the trust. You don't let everyone fully in, which is understandable. She's saying that you feel like you're guarded. That's what she's bringing up. That's what the cards bring up. Love and happiness. Rest. Okay, I'm going to try to put this into the best words as possible for what I'm getting, but what I'm overall getting from her for you is being almost like being able to breathe. There's this light tension that is on you, and it's almost like you feel like you have to control. I'm explaining what I'm getting. The control of life. Right? I need to feel secure with my decision. I need to feel secure with what's going on. And you want to be able to let go of this security in the sense of trusting the flow, being able to be more at peace. And what she's basically saying is she would like you to kind of like let things go. You don't always have to think about it and worry about it. Let it happen. Let things happen in their own time. I'm getting a lot of trust issues though. It's like you do, but you don't. You do, but you don't. And this could be about life. It could be about people. I'm also getting from her is that you don't want a lot of people in. I said that before. Let's see what cards come up. In the past, you have the Magician and you have the Three of Swords. So there was something about creating or manifesting or wanting something in your past, but there was also disappointment emotionally. Presently, you have the Devil card in reverse with the Queen of Pentacles in reverse. So without really saying it, the Devil card for me is chaos or things that aren't pleasant. And the Queen of Pentacles is in also reverse of focusing on your dreams and passion. What's happening right now for you is that there's this overwhelming, but you're avoiding something. There's something in your life that needs to be addressed when it comes to moving forward, because it's going to help you move forward. it might not be something you want to look at. It might not be something you want to talk about. It might not be something you want. It's like therapy in a way, but it doesn't have to be therapy. It's bringing forward something that needs to be addressed so that you can move forward. And it's also preventing you from focusing on your goals and happiness. If you were to focus on releasing whatever this is, fears, worries, doubts, concerns, addressing a problem that you're not happy with, living situation, because it's almost like saying, okay, do I really want to live here? You don't have to wait for your finances to get better. You don't have to wait for things. Do I really like this person? Do I really want to deal with this shit? They're saying address the problem right now that you're having so that you can move forward correctly. When it comes to your future, got it. When it comes to your future, you have the seven of swords in reverse and the page of pentacles in reverse. My future cards in reverse mean that they're on the way. It doesn't mean that they're in reverse because it's on the way for me. And the seven of swords is representing moving forward with a decision that might be uncomfortable. And you also have the page of pentacles in reverse, which is talking to me about a new beginning. So you're going to have to take a leap of faith in something new that you're going to be starting a chapter with. The Page of Pentacles is a new chapter of belief and foundation. This could be career. This could be finances. This can be move, whatever you're thinking about. But you're not going to, it's not always going to be a comfortable transition. But this transition is going to be helpful for you. It's going to be beneficial. You can't be afraid of moving forward. Sometimes it's uncomfortable because we're comfortable. Does that make sense? I do want to bring up something for you as well. There's something about your sleeping patterns. Is there an issue with your sleeping? Okay. Because they're saying your mind needs to unwind or it's restless. Are you tossing and turning a lot? Because I just saw that. Tossing and turning, it's like it's taking you some time to get to sleep. And then also I'm seeing you wake up. Do you wake up in the middle of the night all the time?
You know, I was, but this past week is probably the first week that I've slept through the night or actually, you know, had dreams again.
I need you to do something for me. Well, it's not for me. It's for you, but I want you to do something for me during the day as you can, because they're saying you're very internal with your dialogue. You're in your thoughts. You're talking, you know, we talk to ourselves in our head and we're just talking. What I want you to practice if it's by yourself and you're comfortable, I want you to be by yourself and just talk to yourself. You're like, you know what? Whatever it is, I'm not happy with this. I'm uncomfortable. Blah, 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 blah. You got to let it out. They're saying by you letting things out more, I know some people are afraid. There's like, oh, I don't want to manifest, but it's nothing to do with that. It's that you're letting your truth out. You're letting out this energy within you that needs to be spoken. So you're not holding on to it. You need to let it out because you also need to hear yourself say things. It's a weird experience. I do it often. When you say it, you go, oh, I needed to hear myself. You need to hear yourself say it. It's different. You're going to let a lot of emotions out because there is something emotionally, there's something from your past that still bothers you and you don't really think about it as much. It comes around with love and happiness and it's something with releasing, but talk more during the day to yourself. And when it comes to your sleeping, you can also try this. I love doing this once in a while. It's you take a bowl, a glass bowl or a clear plastic bowl. And before you go to bed, what you do is you put ice and water. It's like a cold water. You put it under your bed or near your bed, preferably under because it's under you. But what this does is it cools your energy down. It helps with your energy and calming yourself down and relaxing. I do recommend trying if you want to, if you have oil diffusers or whatever, but the water will cool you down. It's something to do with your thoughts. Do you have any questions before I move on?
No, that was really interesting. I'd never heard that about putting that under your bed. I would definitely try it.
Try it. If you have an issue, you know, you can also do one more thing. Sometimes I'll light a candle with a glass of water and I dedicate it to my spiritual guides. and ask them before you go to bed, light it, you know, like a 1-inch white candle or a tea light candle, white, and say, this is the light of life. This is the water of life. I call upon my spiritual guides. And just talk as you were talking to anyone that was your good friend that helps you. Like, hey, I have a hard time with sleeping. Please help me sleep tonight. And that way they assist you. I like to tell people that sometimes our spirit guides need to hear us ask, or we need to verbally ask them for assistance so that they help us.
Got it. I have one question. Can you just pull one card for finances and see what comes up?
I will, but I'm going to say this, because it's all love. Don't take it the wrong way. I want you to learn how to trust the flow. Sometimes we need to learn how to trust in how things are going to come, but I will.
Okay.
I had a feeling. So you do have the Tower card, and you do have the Knight of Swords in reverse. Do not be afraid to make a decision. The Tower card talks of destruction, things falling apart, but this is also a great card because it talks about things coming together. I know that we want sometimes to be secure with how we're moving forward or making sure we are able to pay what we need to pay, but you're going to have to make a decision. And I do want to say this too, because I just heard this. As much as you might not want to, or you have all the belief in the world not to, you might need to take action on some work that you might not want to do. Sometimes we don't want to, and we have a lot of reasons to believe that we can't or we shouldn't, or I really want to believe all this, but you need to learn sometimes that there's a balance, and we need to take on a job or work that might be temporary. Whatever you need to do, but don't just wait for something. Let it flow. Let things come to you. They're going to work out. You have to take action on things, though. The Knight of Swords in reverse talks about the lack of action. So what I'm also hearing is don't wait for some settlement to come in. Don't wait for something just come to you. You're still going to have to move forward somehow with finances, but what you're waiting for is going to come in. But try not to think about it, because this is the path of least resistance. We need to let it flow. When you're not thinking about it, when you're not worried about it, you're not putting that energy out in resistance, you're trusting in the process of it, it's going to come to you. Because there's a fear of losing things here. There's a fear of things falling apart here. But what I'm also hearing is that you need to let things go as well. So I'm not sure exactly what needs to be let go of, but make decisions. And I said something before. They want me to remind you of something. And you said, let me go back. There's something that needs. I said it before. What was it? Remind me. There's something you need to let go of. And this is a learning experience when it comes to fears, worries, doubts, concerns. Surrender. Hold on. Before I let you go, I want to see what this is really. What is this letting go of? The Fool in reverse and the Moon. The Fool in reverse, not being able to hold back emotions. You can't fool yourself. There's something within you that there's the Moon, which is secrets. Secrets aren't always like what we all think. Secrets within ourselves are the truth that we're afraid of or worried about. It's also not lying to yourself about what you really want. And sometimes we think we really want something, but we really don't. We want something else. And we're letting our reality interfere with the truth of what we want. So work on, without worries and doubts and fears and concerns about your reality, what is it you really want? Because that's what I'm seeing here, the truth of what you can't lie to yourself, and what do you really want? I'm also hearing my guide say, you might seem to be okay with all these other things, but there's things that you really do desire and want, and that's okay, and it's being real with yourself. Does that make sense? Financially,
yeah, exactly.
Things will get better. I know this sounds weird. Things get better when we emotionally release what we think we're holding on to, and we let go, and we realize it wasn't that important, and we're trusting more of the process. I don't see any problems for you financially. I see this issue that you're going through, or this obstacle you're going through, that needs to kind of help you emotionally let go of whatever problem is holding you back from moving forward. Verbally, I need you to verbally talk with yourself out loud more. This is going to help you evolve and transcend a lot of different problems. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling in, Trish, from New York.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to take a little break and play a song, because I play music and take calls. I play music and take calls. So we have plenty of time. If you're calling in and listening and waiting for me to pick up, don't go anywhere. Because then if what happens is, if you go somewhere and you lose your place and you call back in, it goes back to the bottom. And then I'm most likely not to sound like an asshole, I'm not going to probably pick you because there's other people waiting. So hang tight. And I'm going to play a jam here. I never know what song I really want to play. And I don't know. I'm going to play this song.
Think it's pistol popping like it's 1999. I was 9, maybe 10, then again, never mind. Press the wine, back in time, before rappers drop and dive. Trap or die, chopping pies, with cliches all in they rhyme. That was Gucci, Prada, and anything designed. Money, power, the whole enchilada. Commas, dollars, greens and the guava. They serve you to your flocker if you disrespect that blocker. Block the choppers on these choppers. Fuck these choppers, I'm a bowling like Tupac or Biggie Popper. Yeah, you outta, but I'm hotter. Car jacking, pistol packing, motherfucking choppers clapping, metal jacket, automatic magazine, head on traffic, then just smashing windows, crashing, pants sacking. Fuck your fashion. Yeah, a nigga run Manhattan, back in Cali's where it happened. Gucci, Prada, anything designer. Groupies, boppers, they all gonna swallow. The prowler, the robber, the goon, the goblin. They hatin', a lot of them. Do love and got them.
From the
nigga was rag, I'm really out here pulling on the west side, you know what I'm saying? West, I'm acting, you know what I mean? Just being careful out here looking out for the enemy, cuz. You already know how we get down, cuz. Fuck the enemy, cuz. On the deck, cuz. We killing everything, everything move. Yeah, I'm shooting that niggas on the site, cuz. You already know.
I'm calling the bitch out this black nigga.
Yeah, cut that black. Fuck that blood nigga slipping on the gun, cuz.
My Ferrari like a Atari with no cars, he's pushing started. New Bugatti, two Bugatti, Tesla throws the blue Ferrari. Lamborghini, system bumping, Minowari, Rastafari. This the hardest, supersonic, systematic, too retarded. New Versace, new apartment, bigger closet, newer carpet. Hit the apartment, cooler garment, set my goal, a few accomplished. Shoot a target, moving targets, new accomplished. Kill the game, and still regardless, beat the charges, do the honors.
My
It's a special what's happening to all my soldiers over there in Iraq. Everybody right here. What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to them, baby girl. Hey.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
say ignore them till they fade away. Amazing they are great, but after all the game I gave away, safe to say I paved the way for you cats to get paid today. You'd still be wasting days away now had I never saved the day. Consider them my protege. How much I think they should pay. Instead of being gracious, they violate in a major way. I never been a hater, still I love them in a crazy way. Some say they sold the yay and know they couldn't get work on Labor Day. It ain't that black and white, it had an area that shaded gray. I'm west side anyway, even if I left today and stayed away. Some move away to make a way, not move away cause they afraid. I brought back to the hood, and all you ever did was take away. I pray for patience, but they make me wanna melt their face away. Like I once made them spray, now I can make them put the canes away. Been thugging all my life, can't say I don't deserve to take a break. You'd rather see me catch a case and watch my future fade away. Immaculately polished with the spirit of a hustler and the swagger of a college kid. Allergic to the counterfeit, impartial to the politics, articulate, but still a grab a nigga by the collar.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Just holler till. If that don't work and all us fast, then turn around and follow till. I got love for the game, but hey, I'm not in love with all of it. Could do without the fame, and rappers nowadays are comedy. The hooting and the hollering, back and forth with the arguing. Where you from, who you know, what you making, what kind of car you in. Seems as though you lost sight of what's important when depositing them checks into your bank account and you up out of poverty. Your values is in disarray, prioritizing horribly. Unhappy with the riches cause you're pissed poor morally. Ignoring all prior advice and forewarning, and we mighty full of ourselves all of a sudden, aren't we?
All right, let's take our next caller. We got area code 917. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ashiel from New York. Okay, before I received the call.
Dude, this is so weird. I was literally just thinking about you before this fucking call.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right, man. Not in a bad way.
Okay.
Because I was so weird. Sometimes I even, like, get surprised. Because I literally just... you know what I want you to do? Because I, for some reason, I want to say a bunch of stuff, but I'm supposed to ask... You want to ask a question. So, right? Am I wrong?
I think I will just let you say it, because last time, you know, I just didn't ask a question. You pretty much answered my question. So let's try that again,
okay,
if you don't mind.
No, no, I don't mind. All right, so give me a minute here.
Or I can tell you what happened last time, if you want me.
Well, the main thing that I'm hearing is they want you to trust yourself. Let me just give me a minute. Because right now what I'm seeing is that you're looking at all these different things, and they want you to really just focus on, you need to focus on yourself a lot more. First of all, don't focus about anyone else but you. Number one, you. And what that means is your goals, your financial gain, your career, just you. Don't focus on anyone else's problems. Don't help anyone else. And I say that with, I want to explain that. Don't focus on anyone else helping them, because if you aren't in the position to help someone, I mean, sometimes we like to help people. We're in a good position. We can. Because there's something about emotional involvement with people. Right now is the time for you. What I'm also hearing is business and trust issues. The other thing I'm hearing, okay, I want to say this very bluntly. I say we as me and my spirit guides, this is what they want me to say. There's a lot of concern when it comes to you and finances and your success. And I want you to learn how to let go of that pressure, the anxiety, that there's no rush. We all want to get somewhere. We want to have that achievement. But what I'm hearing is that you've had some failure. Well, I don't want to say failures. You had some stuff that didn't work out in the past, and it brought you.
No, you're right. It was a failure, yeah, because I lost a lot of money, yeah.
I don't want to say failure, okay, because it's not really failing. It's learning.
Like a lesson. Okay.
And it's, we can all make a mistake, but it doesn't mean we have to stop moving forward. It just means that we get better at what we're doing. And so it didn't work out. And what I'm hearing is that they want you to learn how to let go of this feeling of rushing, getting to this goal, like, okay, I made it. Right now you're in a phase of trial and error still. You're getting things to work. They want you to be more patient when it comes to, because what I'm hearing is you want to get to this financial place where you can know that you're doing the right thing and things are working out and you don't have to stress. And I'm going to say this honestly. There's going to be times where you get clarity on things working out, but you're still not going to fully trust that you're working out. It's like you're worrying too much. And I'm going to tell you this, if you were to let go of worrying so much, it's going to work out better for you. And this is the law of attraction. So when there's the path of least resistance, the path of least resistance is, if you don't think about it all the time, you're not worried about it all the time, you're not trying to solve a problem all the time, you do a little bit, you put it out there, and then you come back to it. It gets better. Learning to, what I say is, what if this works out better than I can imagine? It's almost as if you're trying to solve a puzzle faster than you can, and then you can sleep and rest. You're not allowing yourself to rest. You're not allowing yourself to be at peace. Is your mother still living? Because you have a mother energy with you.
She's here.
Say that again?
Yes, she's
here. So grandmother then?
No, both of them passed.
So wait, your mother, your mother has passed away?
Yeah.
Okay, so there is, okay, I didn't hear what you said at first.
Okay,
so there's a mother energy with you, so is your mom. She wants you to be happy, and happiness isn't always, I'll be happy when. She wants you to be happy. Dude, I'm getting like emotional about it. She wants you to be happy with who you are now. She's saying that she, okay, I gotta let go of myself in order for the message to come through. She's proud of who you are now, meaning she wants you to be proud of yourself for where you're at right now, because what she's telling me is you're trying to constantly reach this goal of success where you'll be happy when I'm here, but she wants you to appreciate what you have now. And the reason that is because when you appreciate what you have now, you're going to be able to receive more to appreciate. And she's saying that you're not happy with the present moment, meaning you're always looking for what's next. I'll be happy when. I'll be happy. What's next? I'll be happy. And do it. Focus on your happiness now. You're happy here now. You're grateful because this is an energetic shift when it comes to your future. And I did this for myself too. I started to utilize my reality with what I had now. And I'll tell you a brief story. I really wanted this car and I financed it, and it was a BMW, and it was my favorite car. I loved it. And I felt really good, but my ego was in the way. And I'm not saying yours is, I'm just giving you my story. Long story short, man, a lot of stuff went downhill for me, and I lost this car. A lot of things happened with the car that wasn't pleasant, and I had to get a job. I was doing my spiritual work full time, and it wasn't working out because my ego was in the way. And I started this job, and I drive for my job, so I go different places, and I saw this BMW everywhere I went, the same car, the same model. Because I didn't have it anymore. And it was clearly triggering me and bothering me. And I was just wanting to be successful. And one day I finally asked myself, I said, you know, what is the issue with this car? And there was a lot of different things that came about of it. But what I really learned was that I wasn't happy with what I had. And I wasn't grateful for what I had. And I wasn't appreciating what I had. And a lot of us think we are. But I really wasn't. I was constantly looking for what's next. And this was an issue with my relationship with different things, my relationship with a car, my relationship with friendships, my relationship women, my relationship with myself. And long story short, not saying that you do, but I had an addictive personality, and I always wanted more of something else. And wanted, it was never enough, and I wanted more of something else. So I had to learn to be happy with what I have now. And your mother is saying in a way that she wants you to be happy with yourself, with what you have now. But she's saying that you're constantly trying to solve a puzzle and trying to figure things out for yourself. And it's not that they're not going to work out. It's that when you calm yourself down, and you focus on things that are present, you're not constantly trying to solve and figure everything out, because the truth is you'll get the answer when you stop focusing on it. Your present, I did pull some cards before I took your call. And your present cards are the Knight of Swords with the 8 of Wands. It's saying that you know what you want, but you're constantly questioning your decisions. Is this going to be good or not good? And I want you to practice really observing things differently. Rather than, is this good for me or not? Because it's like, you know who you are, but then you have all these options and you're like, which one's the best one for me that's going to be successful? And what I want you to focus on is, how does that make you feel? So if you have all these choices to make, because it's overwhelming you, that's what I'm getting here. You're overwhelmed with what choice should I make and is it going to bring me happiness and success? What I'd rather you do is know who you are and then go, does this make me happy or does this not make me happy? Simplify it. If it doesn't make you happy, because your mom is, I heard your mom just in my ear. She said, because you ask the question and then you ask more questions and then you ask more questions. It's like you go into more and more and more and more. Simplify it. Does it feel good or does it not feel good? Okay. If it feels good, here's an example. Make it simple. I like to make it simple. Let's say you want lunch, right? You have lunch. Do I want pizza? Do I want Jamaican food? Do I want Spanish food? And you're like, you know what? I had pizza last week. I really don't want pizza. It doesn't feel good. Do I want Spanish food? Ooh, sounds good, but not my thing. I really want Jamaican food. If you just go with what feels good, and because your mom's saying that you complicate, you don't want to fail, which is fine. You don't want to fail. It's okay. Your future cards are 5, 6, 7, 8 of swords. You have a lot of swords, a lot of decisions, 10 of swords. I want to tell you this, and I'm going to be honest as always. You put yourself in a position of being stuck emotionally with your decisions, and this is your future cards. If you were to just go, this is what I want, this is what I don't want, this is what, because you have the swords in your future with both cards, 8 of swords, 10 of swords. You're afraid to make the wrong choice across the board. And I want you to be more, you have the ability to make the right decisions. I want you to start trusting yourself. So how can we do that? I want you to practice, this is for you, make it simple. What is it I feel like? I'll wake up in the morning. Ooh, do I want tea or coffee? You know what? Tea sounds good. I feel good. I feel really good about tea. And I'm not going to sit there and question why. Is it really good? Is it going to bring a good day? Is it going to bring this? It feels good to me, so I feel good about it. And that's your compass. Let's say I call you. And I say, hey, do you want to hang out this weekend? And you go, you know, Joe, I'm grateful for your invitation. Let's say you don't feel like you don't feel good about it. You don't feel happy about it. You know what, Joe, I don't think I'm going to be able to come this weekend. Thanks for inviting me. I want to trust how you feel about it. You know what? Let's say I invite you again. Hey, would you like to hang out this weekend? Let's say you don't even know right now. You're a little bit anxious. You know what, Joe? I'm not sure. Let me get back to you. That's fine. But your mom and also my guides want me to tell you, learn how to feel it because you need to start trusting yourself. This is the message here. Trust yourself because you have all these questions sometimes, but you have the answer, but you complicate it. Does that make sense?
Sometimes I have decisions to make. I even see like angel numbers and I look them up and it tells me, yeah, it's going to work out. But sometimes like it's just my imagination. Maybe I'm just, you know,
no. Angel numbers are good. Do you have the website? Do you own the website?
Say it again.
I use a website because I can't remember all the numbers. I use a website. It's called Angel Numbers.
Yeah, Joanne something.
Yeah.
I mean, I look them up. Like when I'm worried about something, I'm like, say 444, I look them up.
444 is a good number. It's about protection and divine guidance.
Sometimes I'm like, well, I want things to happen. I see 555 and I look it up and talk about changes, you know. So, but sometimes I feel like I keep asking myself, is that my imagination or it's really the message universe is giving me? Sometimes, to be honest with you.
So, let's be honest here. I'm talking to you as I know angel numbers, right? And I've been in your position before where you see them everywhere. And I'm not going to lie. I remember looking at myself in the mirror one day and going, okay, I know who Joe was. Who is this Joe? Because I was going through so many different experiences that freaked me out. So you're not crazy. And it's almost like you need, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with this. You need reassurance on.
Yeah.
So.
But to be honest with you, to tell your story, I mean, it's just, I can be a perfectionist. It's also why I'm always trying to control, make things happen. So that's something I'm glad you mentioned that. But even this angel numbers, like I remember last time, many times it happens, well, like I lost my wallet. I was like, oh, I was panicking. And I kept seeing 444. I'm like, and I went to bed, and the next day, you know, I got a text that I should pick up my wallet at, you know, at the police station, you know, things like that, because I got a message telling me it's going to be okay. But my mind is always like, you know, in the physical world, instead of trusting the spiritual world, I was trusting more my physical world. Oh, I don't have my wallet here. Instead of seeing this message that's telling me and eventually it will pass. But I'm glad you mentioned that, because I just have to trust those numbers when I get messages like that, you know?
I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of the stuff that I experienced was, you know, around financial. Is this going to work out financially? You know, is this going to, and the universe sent me angel numbers and I looked them up and it's telling me you're going to be supported financially. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And it's true. And a lot of the things I'm learning right now are around similar experiences where something will happen and I'm like, oh no, what's going to happen? Am I going to be okay? Is this going to work out? And we have to learn how to trust the process, surrender, and our mind wants to create all the worries. What if you do this? What if you do that? What if you don't get it back? What if you... And we're needing to learn how to recondition the mind in consciousness. And a lot of the stuff that I practice, I don't know if you've ever heard of her. Her name's Abraham Hicks.
Yeah.
Have you heard of her? I listen to a lot of Abraham
Hicks. YouTube, yeah.
Yeah. And it's what she basically says is, if it doesn't feel good, it's not a feel-good thought, right? You don't do that. Focus on what feels good. And it's easier said than done, but eventually your brain gets used to, oh, not a feel good thought. I'm not going to lie to you. Like I'll have a moment. I'll call my friends. Hey, I just need to talk about this because I don't want to repeat the same problem. I'm worried about what just happened today. And it helps me. But a lot of the messages that are coming out for you tonight are about letting go. I know that sometimes it's easier said than done. We want to worry about stuff, but even with your story, you lost your wallet and they called you and they found it. It's trying, your reality and your experiences are trying to show you to trust in the universe is what's really happening. Trust. Okay. This happened. Trust in the universe. What I'm also hearing is trust in your thoughts, because your intuition, you're hearing stuff.
Yeah.
In your head.
And I get feelings. Yeah, I get, like sometimes I meet somebody right away, I get this bad feeling about them. And I'm learning to trust that more and more now, so I don't even entertain that, you know. So that's definitely like that.
It depends on, you know, trusting yourself, because what I do here is that you'll get the messages somewhere. You're doubting yourself, and then you want someone else to validate it, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm overall hearing is that you know the answer to trust, because you have your mother and your grandmother. This is so, I don't know why I keep seeing someone else on my screen that they're calling in. I feel like there's going to be, I swear, I don't know. I know it's interrupting your conversation. I feel like I see someone's number jumping on my screen, but they're not there. Trusting in, like, I want you to trust in the message that comes through. So let's say something tells you to do something or to go this way, and you're like, oh, I wonder if I should go that way. But you already were told, like, in your head and your thoughts. go that way. You're like, ooh, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. But then you realize you should have went that way. Basically, learning to intuitively, your inner being is a signal. It's an energetic, emotional signal that comes to your body. And it's very simple. It's very subtle. And it's our inner consciousness. Basically, it sounds like you in your head. And you have this thought or idea or direction. And the more you practice with that direction, the more you trust it. And it's trusting yourself. There's a lot of people have the ideas and thoughts, but they don't act on it. They doubt it. They question it. And they wonder. And they overthink it. And that's the same thing with you is, I want you to also do something for me. I say that for me, but it's for you.
Yeah.
I want you to practice letting go of all these thoughts you have and be more present. So when you go home, try to also do things for you. You know, I'm going to watch a movie. I'm going to relax. I'm not going to think about this because you need to unplug your thoughts sometimes. You need to just relax and focus elsewhere. Learn to practice maybe also doing things of mindfulness that are going to help you with your day. So I'll wake up in the morning. For me, I'll make my bed. I'll listen to meditation music in the morning. It helps me with my day. It's setting the tone for myself. And this is going to help you because the more you trust your inner self, the more you trust your intuition. Because I see you getting flustered with thoughts. And I just want you to learn how to balance. Honestly, dude, if you were to focus on your breathing for like 3 minutes, like just you breathe in, you breathe out, and you're just not even thinking about anything, it's a good reset for you, and you're going to move forward with the right decisions. Let's say you want to make a decision or you're overwhelmed with what to do because you do that too many times. You make a decision, but then you question your decision, which then you doubt yourself. And then you doubt yourself and then you want more direction and knowledge. It's almost as if you doubt your own knowledge of what you learned. And then you want to learn more to know you're making the right decision. I want you to just make the decision because it feels good. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, it's come down to intuition, to trust it, whatever.
Trust
I
it.
Feel.
You know,
just trust it.
You know, even if you have to get off a phone call and be like, hey, let me call you back, and you sit with it, how does this make me feel? You know what? I don't feel good about it. Hey, and you call them because I'm hearing you're not going to disappoint. It doesn't matter if you disappoint anyone. It's really about you feeling good about it. I also want you to let go of trying to solve all the problems now. Dating and living situation, I feel like you're always questioning everything. Learn to unplug. Unplug the questioning. Be here now. Being here now is being able to enjoy the present moment, this conversation. You don't have to solve everything right now. You're constantly solving a problem because
it's almost like I was trying to accomplish so much. I'm like, I want to get everything done, get rich and travel the world, you know, all this in my mind. I don't want to, you know, that's what makes, you know.
I want to tell you a true story. This is actually recent. Yeah. And I say that I share the story because I love stories because it helps me. And I want you to, you know, are you into books or audiobooks? All right, let me find the book. I just finished this book. It's called the make sure I get to give you the right book name. So it's called The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself. It's by Michael Singer. Living Untethered, The Untethered Soul. So I had a customer come to my job. And this was months ago. And he said, I work at a tire company, but we do mainly like tractor trailer tires. But he pulled up and he was like, do you guys do like car tires? And I was like, yeah, yeah, we do. He's like, I have a tire leak. So I said, you know, pull in and let's repair it. Let's check it out if we can repair it. Long story short, he says, you know, I have a tattoo on my arm of a white rabbit, the white rabbits of the Matrix movie. But he goes, you know, I like your tattoo. What is it about? And I said, it's symbolically meaning like finding your own truth in life. And he says, I really like that. I was just listening to an audiobook called The Untethered Soul. And it's about the art of letting go of your thoughts and feelings. And so he really inspired me. He's telling me all these stories. And I really, honestly, like, I love the conversation, but I didn't fully get it. And I'm going to tell you why. Months went by, and I had this book that he told me about in my Audible, Amazon audiobooks. And I finally finished it maybe a couple weeks ago. And everything he said to me that day finally clicked. And the book is about, and I really recommend you checking it out. It's The Art of Letting Go. And there's a lot of this guy's story in the book where he's talking about how the universe just provides him with guidance and he's not forcing it. And a lot of my journey and my spiritual work has, in my life, I've always tried to find what you're looking for. And I know that. And what you're looking for is, I'll be happy when I reach the successful point so I can do what I want to do and I'm happy. And I was looking and looking and looking and looking and looking and trying to find, because I had all these experiences and I was so confused. And I read this book and I swear, bro. So I finished the book. And the book, again, you know, it's about being in the present moment, not trying to solve everything. Things will come to you. And I love motivational speaking. And I dreamt, and you know, it's my dream to be a motivational speaker, to go travel the world, to talk to people. And so I finished the book and my friend sends me a link and she says, I really think you should apply for this. It's a speaker, motivational speaker that's on a cruise line. And I said, no way, dude. The day I finished this book, that I finally get it, where you don't force anything, you're just flowing, you're happy. She sends me this link. And I finally like applied for it the next day. Like it took me 2 days. And long story short, I'm going to be on a cruise line in December on a Royal Caribbean cruise as a motivational speaker, there's other people speaking. But it blew my mind because I spent all this time looking for the thing that will bring me happiness. Yeah. And I finally finished the book and I got it. It was just surrender to being happy now. Look, I see the time right now. It's 919. That's an angel number. But surrender, let go, being happy now. You don't have to find the answer. Let it come to you. And a lot of the problem that we face is that we're looking for the happiness. It's release resistance. So this book really taught me a lot. 919 is an angel number. Let's see what this comes up as. That a situation or a phase in your life has come to an end and a new door has opened for you as a result of your positive thoughts and intentions, actions. It's time for you to make some fresh starts and look forward to new beginnings in regards to direction of your life and lifestyle. Keep your mindset positive and optimistic, for your thoughts and filled with love and light. Make the most of these new opportunities. Walk your spiritual path. That's a great message. So what I'm saying for you is this. You don't have to solve, you don't have to control what you're looking for. I want you to practice letting go. You don't have to control what's in your control today and what's not in your control. Check out that book. Because when you let go and you're just happy with what you have now, and you're happy with where you're at right now. You're not trying to solve a puzzle to fulfill a void. You're not trying to be like, okay, now I have that thing and I'm okay. You have to be okay with you. When you're actually at peace and you're grounded, a lot of the stuff comes to you and it just comes in. All right?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. But I was just going to say two things. Before, when I called you, I was actually going to ask you to see if you can get in touch with my mother. I didn't ask eventually.
No way, dude. Really?
No, I'm serious. Yeah. I have a picture right next to you. So it's funny that, you know. And I was going to ask that, but and then eventually, she came through. But it was actually one of my questions. I was going to ask you if you can do mediumship with my mom, but then I just said to just let things go, and eventually, I guess it happened anyway.
Do you have family in another country or place?
Yeah, yes.
Have you been wanting to see them?
Not anymore, to be honest with you. Nah, because I went through a lot of pain because of them, you know. Mm-hmm. But I've forgiven them, and because it's kind of personal, I can't say too much on the phone. But I'm talking about people who involve dark energies and stuff like that. I don't give in that stuff. You know what I mean? So
I got so much. Even though you were brief about it, I actually got a lot of information from it. You know why? How do I explain this? Sometimes family in other countries or other places are jealous. They see you as, oh, you're in New York, or you're in the United States, or you're here, and they want to take advantage of you, and you know what? You're very protected. There was a little manipulation. They wanted you to give them money, is what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And feel bad for them. And it's unfortunate because things could be better for them, but it's not your problem. I do travel. I see you traveling to wherever that is. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to visit your family. I see you visiting, Bahamas. Why, do you want to go to the Bahamas?
Yeah, I want to go to the islands. Bahamas was one of them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see you're going to be going there in the next, like 3 to 4 months for some reason. Everything will start lining up for you. I just want you to trust in the universe on how it lines up for you. So, how do I say that?
No, I got you. I got your message. I mean, it's some, letting go, that's that. I got a message. Because last time I spoke to you, actually, there was somebody that I was interested in, and the message came right away for me to let that person go. And that right away I did it. And I felt so much better afterwards.
Good.
You know, so.
You see, that's a beautiful message. You felt better after.
Yeah. So much better.
This is a great conversation. I actually, I had gotten in contact with, I don't want to say an ex-girlfriend, but someone that I knew or know. And we're really cool with each other. And it was a really great conversation. It was very adult, mature conversation of emotions, right? And we're really open. And I got to this weird moment where I felt uncomfortable. And I was almost in disarray with myself. And I was like, you know, I have to be honest here. And I spoke my truth about things. And it was very understood. And we both were cool. And I felt better after. And it was really weird. It was almost like, usually we're used to people arguing, but we were really cool about things and she was really understanding. But no, your mom, I'm going to say this and I have to move on, but
okay.
Your mom is happy with who you are and what you're doing, but she want, and I know this is easier said than done, she wants you to not try to, try not to focus on your career and success of happiness. Try to be happy with who you are, because you aren't your career. You're not your car. You're not your money. You're not your love life. You're not, you are you. And it's not about what you have or you don't have. And when you realize that, for myself too, and I say this to share with you, when I got to a point, this is recently, I reminded myself, we think that people will judge us for where we're at in life. We think we have to have it all together. And when you don't care, because it doesn't really matter what anyone thinks, you're going to be more at peace with yourself. And that's going to bring a lot more positive stuff that you're waiting for to come in. Try not to force anything. It's all going to come in naturally if you just trust it. Let it go. We think that we have to do all this work. And the truth is that we really don't. We just have to let go. We want things to change overnight. You know, we want to look for reasons to believe that we're doing good. But when you let go and you're like, you know what? I feel good doing what I'm doing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It works out. So trust yourself, but let go on trying to solve it all now and be happy and do other stuff too. Put your focus in other things, all right?
Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
No, you're really welcome. It's really good to hear from you as well. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
Very much. It's really cool to hear from you, and I'm glad I got to do that for you.
Yeah, I'm glad I called. You know, my intuition was there. First, when I called, I was just listening. But my intuition said, okay, press one. But first, you know, at least I'm learning to trust my intuition, clearly.
Right? Trust it. So, you know, I tell everyone, too, because I think, sometimes I think too much. And there's a saying that I love, Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is great. He says, in your head, you're dead. And I tell my friends too, when you're in your mind and you're thinking too much, you start to complicate it, and you complicate it, and you complicate it. You just got to be more, this is what I want, do it. This is what I want, do it. This is what I want, do it. I feel good about this, do it. When we sit there and go, oh, should I do this? I don't know. And then blah, blah, blah. We overthink it. It's really, this is the feeling. This is what I get. This is what I'm doing. It's either yes or no. And when we complicate it, we start to think and think and think and think and think and think. We're trying to, it's hard at first, but when you trust yourself.
I get you. I totally get you. I mean, trust me, it's some, believe it or not, it's already, I was already thinking about that. Even
good.
Before I called you. So my mind was already there.
Look, man.
You know, so
we're
just like you confirm it, you know, and, in terms of not caring about what people think, I'm already there. I don't be,
yeah.
I'm important now because I used to care about what people, you know, be there for people at the end, but not there for you. So I've learned valuable lessons. I'm like, okay, now I don't care.
We're
yeah,
already
so
at another. We're already at another angel number. We're at 9:29 p.m. 9:29 tells us of endings and conclusions leading to changes that will see you being more open, creative, and joyful. Isn't that a great message?
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
What's your favorite song, or what's the favorite song that you like?
Oh, I think I have a different one, but the last one that I could relate to was Alicia Keys, Brand New Me. Brand New Me.
Brand New Me.
I mean,
I like that.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, this is for you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell you, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free.
careful with your ego. He's the one that we should play. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why are you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. Long, long time to get here. Took a brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long, long road to get here. Took a brave, brave girl to try. I'm picking one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Oh, did you look surprised? Hey, if you want a friend, wanna get to know me again. You are with the wild. You'd be happy. Your opinion, I'm not waiting for your okay. I'll never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me,
I don't feel the same. but we'll be alright, 'cause it's all we know, and it's only change. Sunset, someday, old, but we're nocturnal anyway. And this is how we know it'll be okay. These are the times we will hold when our memories fade. 'Cause it's all we know, and it's only change. Sunsets on the old, but we're nocturnal anyway. This is how we know. These are the times we will hold. These are the times we will hold. These are the times. These are the times we will hold. In the times that I give it all we need, and it's alright that it's over. And I found fight like a soldier coming home in the silence. But I never felt so free, the future's so bright. This is our time, and I'll never let it be. Whoa, because it's so real, and it's only a change. Sometimes it takes times like these to know you're in the right place.
One of my favorite songs, that's Times Like These by the Eden Project. I want to give a shout out to my friend Joe. Thank you for listening, my brother. Appreciate you very much. I'm really happy for you as well. Made me think about some stuff too. About a year ago, and you know, I talk about this not in a way of like, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not looking for some sort of praise. It's more or less like I'm really proud of myself for being honest with myself. For a long time, I think it's funny too. Like I laugh about it because it's like sad but true. I really was lost in my own addictions and to my own vices. And it's crazy how life works, but when you reflect on things, you really start to see the changes that you've made or the things that you've made, or, and it might not be in the way you might want it to come out. And sometimes it takes, you know, uncomfortable things to happen, but I really want to thank my buddy Joe, because we have very few friends that are most important to us. And throughout life, I think sometimes we don't realize how significant they will be. And Joe is one of those people that, despite anything, is very true and blunt when it comes to his honesty. And he was really there for me at times where sometimes I didn't want to hear all this bullshit from people. And Joe was very direct, and I needed that at the time, and very supportive as well. And despite anything, saw me through a lot of different things. And I was a mess, and I didn't realize it. So I want to thank my buddy Joe for that, and also supporting in what I do as well. I went through a lot of different shifts, and at the time of the time I'm reflecting on about a year ago, I was happy with things, but also super out of it and ungrateful and looking for something to fill, I guess, my happiness. And especially with our last caller, and not in a negative way, it kind of reminded me of things, is that I was constantly looking for this the success in my journey that was going to bring me joy and happiness and bring me that comfortability in which made sense to me. Like, I'd be like, oh, you know, like alignment, like, oh, this is what I'm doing and it makes sense and it's all working out and I feel comfortable with myself. And, you know, a year ago today, I wasn't happy with myself. I was really struggling with self-love and issues around my own happiness. I didn't want to continue my career in the real world, or I didn't want to work and I wanted to do spiritual work, but I really wasn't understanding of a lot of things I'm understanding today, which is okay. I'm happy with that. I wanted, you know, the love life, and I wanted finances, and I wanted the car and the house. And I think things happen for a reason sometimes. I think that the struggles come with the beauty and the happiness. I think that we don't want to feel the way we feel sometimes, but really what that does is eventually the universe brings us to somewhere somehow, whether it's uncomfortable or not, finding more about ourselves. And I want to say in all honesty, like I'm really proud of myself. I found myself learning more about who I am and times that I really wanted it to be different. I'm kind of reflecting as I'm talking about it right now. I really didn't want to do the whole real world working thing because I was on my spiritual journey, and I was upset because my past was really successful with what I was doing, but then I let my ego get in the way of the materials and the money. And this is everything we go through is, it's a little frustrating at times, but it brings us to appreciating and learning how to move forward correctly. And there was the love life I had, there was the loss, there was grief, there was the heartbreak, there was the ups and downs, there was the embarrassment. But I gotta say, like, I keep showing up, and it taught me a lot that being in the present moment now with this job, I started in July, I learned to save money for the first time. It taught me to be present more. It taught me that things can work out better than I can imagine. It taught me that there is a balance to life and that there's time for work and what is work to me. Work in my life not always was what I wanted to be. I clearly didn't like the work, and that was across the board, even with my spiritual work, and it was something that I had to get back to. I was not really loving myself, and there's so much to happen. And I got to say, like, there's a lot of grateful things in my life now with my family, with what I do have versus what I wanted, and the simple things. And the mind always wants us to somehow look for our reality to match our inner being or feelings. And we're going to sometimes feel like we're not happy maybe with our reality and it's not matching, but we learn maybe eventually to let go of that feeling because it's just a insecurity within ourselves at the moment. And it's a false thought sometimes. You might not have what you want right now. It doesn't mean that you have to go in disarray or disorder. Our past sometimes makes us feel like we can't be ourselves. And I honestly learned a lot more about letting go of judgment. I think we feel like we have to have our life together in a certain way in order for things to work out, for someone to like you. You have to have your own place, and you have to have your own stuff, and someone might judge you for not having your life in a perspective vision. And I learned to let go of that. Long story short, I'm very grateful for a lot of friends and the changes I made. Without further ado, let's take the next caller. We got area code 805. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
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 I hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was watching the Wentworth and listening to you. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. This is Donna in California. I wanted to know what you're picking up about my finances, if they're going to get better, any windfalls or raffle wins or anything like that.
What? I feel like I've talked to you before. Are you having an issue with your luck? Were you lucky before?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you called in last show.
Oh, I did. Okay.
So,
did I ask something? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Let's talk about this. This is a great topic. And this is nothing to be embarrassed about or ashamed. You called in last show. It's fine. I want to navigate this differently. Instead of doing a reading, I want to do like a coaching, little mini coaching session. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? Let's focus on some main things here. What's the main thing you're concerned about? You know, there's the, you know, besides all, what's the main thing? What do you really want?
Well, you know, I owe a lot of money on my credit cards and I don't know how I'm going to get caught up. I don't know how.
No, well, I appreciate your honesty. So okay. I know that I want to tell you what I want to tell you something first, but they want me to what is your daily life like when it comes to your schedule, your mentality, what are you doing?
Well, I'm kind of in a rut, I guess, a little bit, yeah.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm tired. I get Social Security, but I haven't been going to the gym. I haven't been doing anything. I've just been binge-watching on Netflix.
Okay. So what I really, if it's okay with you, and this is all love, what I really just heard was I'm in low vibration, and I feel like you already know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Okay. There's something that happened. Where do you feel like things shifted for you in your past? What happened with your happiness?
Well, just a lot of things, you know, like my nephew dying tragically, that was hard.
Sorry.
And then my dad died about 6 years ago, but I didn't have a good relationship with him. And I don't know, maybe I didn't make the right choices, you know. I mean, all alone now. You know, I'm 70. I'm by myself. No kids, no husband, no nobody. So it's kind of hard.
Okay. I want to say thank you for being honest. Like, you're being open right now. It's really, really good. Okay, so and I'm going to say this honestly. I'm not just saying this to make you feel good. Even despite your age, because you don't sound 70, you sound more like you have a lot of energy and spunk still.
Yeah, I'm helping.
Things can still change for you. And I say that because I'm not saying this to make because out of pity or anything, I'm being honest. Things can change for you. And there is this thinking process that you have right now, which is normal, but it's okay. There's the whole, you know, your nephew, your dad, you're alone. We got to get you into a higher vibrational thinking and feeling. And this is all connected to everything. Your finances, the credit cards, you're not happy. And I think, honestly, sometimes when we're honest with ourselves, maybe you have, I'm not saying you haven't, when we're honest with ourselves and we say, you know what, I'm not okay. I'm not happy. I really, despite the money thing, despite, regardless of what, let's let go of limitations. What do you want? What would bring you happiness?
Find a male partner. Yeah.
Okay.
That I can do for him. He can do for me. We can be good friends. We can go out together. We can travel together. You know, just like that. I mean, I help my neighbor. He's 88. But, you know, I do for him. And it's like I'm in a relationship with him. I mean, he doesn't have anybody. I don't get paid. But it's kind of like a little too much. I focus on him so much, helping him, doing for him. It's like I'm married to him or something, and it's just my neighbor, and I'm helping him. But no, it's been going on for like 2 years, and it's kind of a lot.
Mm. Okay. I mean, there could be an energetic thing going on. What happens if you were to say no to helping him one day? Do you feel guilty if you don't?
No.
Okay.
No. No, but now I found him somebody
So I understand the frustration when I say this, please. I get it, because I did a lot of I thought I was. So what are you doing for yourself to love yourself? And I really don't like saying this because I think it's annoying, but because you're doing for someone else rather than yourself, right?
Yeah, I should be going to the gym. I should be swimming. I should be walking on the beach. I should be meditating. These are things that I have to really focus on to get back into my life. Because when I meditate every day, good things happen. Yeah, and I was very intuitive.
Okay, hold on. You just said something significant. Let's put the gym aside for now. Nah, but, I'm laughing because my buddy Joe is... He's been wanting me to go to the gym, and like I'm building myself up to but the gym sometimes is like, I would really like to go, but you said something significant, and this is why I love talking. You said, when I meditate, good things happen. And that means your soul and your inner being is telling me the truth that's a thing. So what I would like you to do is start simple, three to 5 minutes of meditation. You don't even like expect anything. Just do a little bit a day, and then a little bit the next day, and a little bit. This is obviously going to bring you better things. You mentioned a couple different things, and I want you to understand something. I said something before, which is true. Because I feel like you're shifting already. You were in a lower vibration. And sometimes we think that, oh, well, money will make me happy, or this will make me. You need to start doing for yourself just to raise your vibration. And when you're focused on meditating, you're focused on the beach, you're focused. If I was by the beach right now, I would go every day. I love being by the beach. It gets you in a good mindset. It gets you in a good place. And that's when things will happen, because you're giving yourself love. You're giving yourself a peace of mind, a clarity. You're just, you know, I'm here right now. And I was telling the gentleman before, when you're in this flow state of, you just let go in a beautiful way. You know, I know that money, and we're worried about how things work out sometimes, but when you just let go and you're just here and you're in a good vibration, things work out. And we're trying to always control how that works out, but we got to let things happen to us for us. I want you to focus on raising your vibration. And I'm really grateful because you understand what I'm talking about. And I know that sometimes we need to hear this. What I'm also hearing is that you are alone or in your thoughts too much sometimes. And what I would like you to just practice more of too is catching yourself and going, what do I really need to do to fix it? Because you know what? My spirit guides are telling me that you're not stupid. I feel like I told you last time, you're not stupid. You just need to ask yourself the right questions. What do I need to do to bring myself to a higher vibration, to receive what I want or what I need? How do I get there? And you know that you just got to raise your vibration. I'm going to tell you a story. This is true, and it's very simple. And I say this because I love it, and it's silly. When I was in California, at a friend's place during COVID, and I live in New York, but I was in California at the time. I was in Southern California.
Oh, wow.
And me and my friend at the time wanted to do spiritual video where I'm a chef for 9 years. You know, I cooked for a long time. How can we do a cooking thing with also a spiritual thing? And I said, you know, I had a week to figure out what I was going to cook. And I said, what am I cooking that not take too long, but be good? And I was a little frustrated, and I was like, you know what? I don't know. And I want you to hear what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know the answer right now. So what I'm going to do is put it down, and I'm going to choose something that is high vibrational. And high vibrational doesn't always have to be what we think it is. I went to go get a haircut, and I'm talking to the barber, and he's like, oh, where are you from? From New York. But I'm not even thinking about the food thing anymore. And I'm talking and talking, blah, blah, blah. And out of nowhere, it just hits me. I hear manigotti, which is a pasta filled with, you know, regatta cheese filling. And it's a thin pasta rolled up, and it's very delicious. And the feeling I got was, oh, that's a great idea. Wow. And I wasn't even looking for it. And so I want you to practice letting go of the fear. Year with credit cards. What's the truth is this? What's the worst that can happen? You're not gonna die. They're not gonna come after your home. They're not gonna. You know what? It's all gonna work out. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Let go. And sometimes we look at the problem, but the real problem is we're not happy. And I want you to start looking at the abundance of life. Look at what's good in your life. And I really get for you that in the next, like, not even a month, within the next month, you're going to have a new zest. I really hear zest for life. You're really going to start going forward in a place where you weren't predicting before. Like, things are going to move forward for you. But I want you to just focus on your happiness, and do this for me too. And I say this, it's really for you, but verbally say, I'm doing this for me. I'm going to go to the beach for me. I'm going to do this for me. I'm doing that for me. And start checking in emotionally for yourself more. How do I feel about, what do I really feel like having for lunch? What do I really feel? Does that feel good to me? Because it's going to really help you navigate a lot of things differently, and you're going to get a lot of clarity. But what my spirit guides want me to tell you is when you let go of control of how and when, you're either going to be provided with the answer, or you're going to know intuitively or guided to the answer. What I'd also hear too is a change of lifestyle. So I don't know if you're thinking about or have thought yet of moving forward differently in life, moving to a different city or letting go. There's a big change coming for you. I see a whole shift, but you're going to be happy about it. So whatever it is, you're not going to be negative. You're not going to go, I don't want that. You're going to want it. It's going to line up for you. I'm not saying you have to move. I'm not saying you have to do anything, but something's going to line up for you where you realize why you're not in alignment to begin with. You're going to realize, wow, I didn't realize I needed to go this way. But what I want you to focus on first is don't try to force anything. Just raise your vibration. Let go of the problems, raise your vibration. And so tomorrow, wake up and go, you know, what do I feel like doing today? And don't make it difficult. I kind of have these conversations with myself, my inner being. What does Joe really want to, what does Joe feel like doing today? Joe feels like doing this. And I don't try to overthink it. I feel it, I do it. And sometimes my brain was like, whoa, I really don't know if I want to do it. Just make it simple. And I hear also play more music that makes you feel good.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Treat yourself to things. And I'm also hearing, don't worry about money. If you have everything always works out, and you know this, when you have like, I remember having like $30 one day or 20, I still treated myself to lunch. And I said, you know what? I'm afraid of how much money I have, but I really need to let go of that and treat myself and stop worrying. And I feel good because it makes me feel happy. So do things, let go. You're going to go through a transformation in the next month, and you're going to be really happy about it.
Oh,
I
good.
See you wearing, do you have crystal jewelry?
I have some, yeah.
I see you getting into crystals more for some reason. I see you getting more into elements, sand, water.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty happy when I'd walk the beach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd walk in the water for like an hour and a half every day, and I became very intuitive. Yeah, so I got to do that again. Because I'm only 5 minutes from the beach, you know.
But you know, and I'm going to say this honestly, I'm jealous because I want to be.
You're more than welcome to come out.
I'm going to say this too. You really should help more people spiritually because you are gifted. And if you feel, there's no pressure, but if you feel like you want to give me a message right now, you're welcome to, because there's something about your purpose and passion as well that needs to be ignited. It's almost as if you aren't sure what you're doing next, but you really need, you have this gift of helping people spiritually and you're not sure how, but you really do know how. It's just like, we complicate it, you know?
I happened today, driving, and I see the mailman, and I'm driving. I just looked at the mailman, and all of a sudden, I got all this excitement, like I won, and I'm getting something in the mail. So I'm going to see if that's coming about because it was really strange. I mean, it was just so spontaneous that I had that, that intuitiveness that I picked up. Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah.
What I want you to do is try not to focus on the validation of it. Like, meaning like, you know what? You felt it and you are... And then kind of forget about it because the path of least resistance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. When you told me that, it almost sounded like you wanted me to tell you that you were right. And you are correct. You need to get out of your own way because it's going to put resistance to it.
Yeah. I was trying to put out there that I had an intuitive moment. See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That brought me such excitement and joy.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
And intuitive moments are, you know, it's good. You feel that joy. You feel that excitement. It's like no doubting. It's like, whoa. You know what I mean?
Yes. You're supposed to teach people how to manifest. Do you know that?
When I manifest the big one that's coming in, then I will, you know, but I have to have the...
all the stuff that you've manifested, you're like, you know what, when this big, you're trying to like leverage the universe right now. You're like, you know what, universe, bring me this.
I manifest a car. I manifested 4 trips. I manifested $10,000.
You know what?
A lot, but no, that's not the big one, though. The big one's coming. I know that. But, you know.
I got a question for you. And this is more like for everyone to listen to. When And I feel like you have an answer for this. You know when people really are excited to manifest, but then they're overwhelmed with, well, how, what do I do?
You don't have to do anything. Really.
See, I knew what you're... Okay, so how... So when... Okay. When people are really excited to manifest something, but they don't know what to manifest, and you... What you're saying is kind of, is I feel it. They don't have to do anything. But why? Why?
Why, why?
If they don't, they don't know what to manifest yet. They're excited to manifest something.
I don't know. That's like the moments, you know, the moments, I guess, of joy and this and that. And yeah, it's just good coming in, flowing in. And I think a lot of times, like, I think when the, I'm not real religious per se, but when the Holy Spirit comes through you, you feel that joy. You know?
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I've been practicing more of just feeling good and having good thoughts. And what I do is I think about what I love, and I love this. Instead of thinking negative, I love talking with people, and I love the radio show that I do on here, and I love the thoughts I have of how interesting it would be to travel the world, and I just, you know, just keep giving more of that thought, and it brings more of what I do want instead of thinking negative or and lack. But I was really excited about this cruise ship thing that I'm doing. And I was telling my friend, I was like, you know, I feel like already there's no question about it. Me and my friend are doing it. And the truth is that that's what happened. Me and my friend are both going to be speakers on this cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I'm super excited. This is a dream of mine. So when I let go of trying to control my life and just learned how to surrender and just be happy, I was presented with this opportunity to be a speaker on a cruise. And I applied. Wow. I still had to be like vetted, you know, they had to ask me questions and talk with me. And the guy was like, you're in. And I was got excited, but I told my friend before, I said, you know, I really already feel like there is no question about it. We're both going on this cruise and we're both going to be speaking. And that's exactly what happened. I spent years trying to solve a puzzle, I guess, with happiness and career, but we have this journey of destiny and all that, but you're going to be fine. You're going to be great. It's just go back to loving yourself, and that's going to raise your vibration and bring a lot more clarity for you.
You have a great speaking voice. You're going to be great on this cruise, you know, because you can pick it up. You can pick it up. I mean, that you love yourself and you're very, the way you speak, it's just lovely. Yeah. You're going to do great on that cruise. Wow.
I appreciate that. I mean, you know what I like about you? You're very, you don't hesitate. You're just going to, you say what you feel. And I respect that. And I appreciate that. I still, within the like last year, I wanted to find motivational speaking outlets, and I live in New York, and I messaged people, they never got back to me. And I said, you know what, what's the next best thing I could do that's close to it? And in New York, it's open mic comedy. That's my idea. And so I put myself on stage on open mic comedy. And of course I was nervous at first, and I made people laugh later on. And I recorded it. It was great. I'm still excited. I'm still nervous about, you know, I still have plenty of time for this cruise, but I appreciate you very much. And
where are you sailing to?
We're going to the Mayan ruins in Mexico.
Oh, I've been there. Nice. You'll love it.
I've never been there. So I'm excited, especially for
cruise. How many days?
Seven. I mean, you're welcome to join us too. I mean, I could give you the information. I'm going to share it with people, but it's the Royal Caribbean, and it's Oasis ship. It's going out of Texas, and we're going to the Mayans, and this is in December of this year. So we got plenty of time. My spirit guide told me that I still have more to experience, to put together, I'm already thinking about what I'm going to talk about. But the main topic that I'm going to be discussing is divine timing and the flow of life. Because I spent a lot of time, like I'm talking with you now about it, spent a lot of time trying to solve this puzzle of my purpose and passion and alignment and getting to where I'm going and blah, blah, blah. And I had to go through this path of life that wasn't exactly what I imagined, but I needed to. And it taught me a lot about myself, which brought me to the cruise. So I'm excited to see how that unfolds. And before you know it, I'll be on there and speaking.
It's going to be so much fun.
I know, right? You feel it?
Yeah. I'm going to meet somebody there too.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Probably.
What?
I'm not surprised. Probably going to meet someone there.
Yeah. Yeah. I pick up something like that. Wow, that's great. Fun.
I had a lot of people over the years tell me, have I ever thought about speaking on a cruise?
Huh?
And I was like, I had a lot of people tell me over the years, like, have I ever thought about speaking on a cruise? And I said, yeah, I would love to do that. I just, you know, how? And then this happened now. So I laugh about how people suggested things, but I didn't know how it was going to come together.
Yeah, but see, that opens you up to other cruises, too.
Yes. I was thinking about this myself. I was like, this. Who knows what's going to happen after that? And people are going to be like, can you come to our cruise line over here? But yeah, absolutely agree with you. Just like Abraham Hicks, she does a lot of her speaking on cruises. Do you know who Abraham Hicks is?
Yeah. Quite a few, yeah. And so do a lot of the psychics too, I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for calling in. And don't forget, raise your vibration.
You and good luck with the cruise and all, and I'll keep you posted on what's coming in, because I felt it today, so I'm just I'm expecting it. I don't know what it is, but I know it, and I'll let you know. Okay.
Deal.
Okay, Joe. All right, you have a great evening, and thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you. All right, everyone, so I'm gonna play another song, but what I do want to do is thank everyone for listening, whether you're listening live and recording or, like I said, like in recording or live now. A lot of this stuff, and I'm really big on divine timing and messages when it comes to your journey, what you're looking for, what you're working on. I think that we can all find a lot of different messages and different things when it comes to our own life. And I'm really big on sharing my personal struggles, my personal transcending messages. I think we're always rushing to find clarity so that we can give it to everyone and we can just throw it out there. But not a lot of people really talk about what they're personally going through or what they discovered. And I think sharing your story, whether that's short term, long term, it's really beneficial. A lot of us can overthink how that is given to people, where you're going to put it. And for me, I really love being on Facebook Lives. I love being on Blog Talk Radio here. So I find my passion in my unique ways of sharing myself with people. And being honest, I have my own doubts and fears and concerns, but then I learn to let go of how it comes. Love always prevails. I think we're always meant to go through these ups and downs of life and get better at the cycles and patterns of things and learn to be a better version of ourselves for later on. The best message I can always share with everyone is utilize your platform now. And I say platform as where you're at in life right now, to better yourself. I started simple, and it's like a Fibonacci sequence, the golden ratio. By something simple, start with something super simple. And that could be making your bed. I mean, I say that because I was lazy as fuck for a long time. Make your bed. You might be like, but why? But why? We always want validation on, you know, I'll do it. I'll do it if you can guarantee me. If you do this, you make your bed, you really do good for yourself. It starts to grow. And then you, before you know it, you'll maybe wake up a little earlier in the morning and you'll do something else. For me, I was listening to music that made me feel good in the morning. I did breath work maybe. Sometimes I wake up and I just take a minute before I get out of bed to be grateful. These are things that grow into other things that are good for you. Before you know it, you'll be a different person. But a lot of us kind of get frustrated sometimes because we don't have what we really want yet. And I'm big on the law of attraction. In order to get to that version of you, you have to learn how to get there yourself, to vibrate at that alignment. You can't just jump there. Sometimes we have to learn to become the version we are meant to become to align with that timeline, place, alignment of what we want. And that comes with understanding that we're not exactly who we're wanting to be or meant to be yet to align with that law of attraction. The other things too are the belief. You know, your limited belief or your true belief within your mind that brings that in. A lot of us want things and it's okay to want them. More or less, it's that subconsciously deep down inside, we might not believe that we deserve it or we're good enough. You know, our past issues bring in emotions that make us feel some type of way. And our inner being just wants to be happy and aligned. And our reality is sometimes just in discord of that. But focusing on yourself, focusing on what makes you a better person, and not waiting for something else to make you that better person to validate you. And so I'm gonna play this last song, and I hope you guys enjoyed this show, and I did. I really am grateful for it, and I hope you have a great night. Peace.
Sun in the sky. And I'm feeling good. Feeling good. Feeling good. Feeling good.
Drifting on by, you know how I feel.